so this is the Minnesota Fight Night Podcast. I'm Sean Strauss. My co-host is Brian Johnson. In this episode, we're going to recap the Strike Fitness fundraiser held in Rogers. And we'll also talk about upcoming boxing shows, both amateur and professional. Brian, how's it going, man?
Hey, it's going all right. It's been
a hot day. One.
Yeah, for sure. Not as hot today, so
yeah,
that's good.
Did we actually hit the 100 mark yesterday, or it was pretty close?
I got 102 reading in my backyard, so.
Yeah, so it's toasty.
It was definitely a pool day.
So, yeah, we were talking about, the pool. We're talking about that at the fights when we were at Strike Fitness and Rogers at the fundraiser. You and I were both in attendance. Unfortunately, I had to leave a little bit early, but we're going to talk about that. So it was a boxing/kickboxing fundraiser, and it looked like it was being put on between Valhalla Combat Sports in Fridley and Strike Fitness in Rogers. So by son and father, James and Josh Clark, and they're both their respective gyms.
The Clarks, shout out to the Clarks.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen, for hosting both Brian and I and giving us royal treatment. They gave us the table ringside. That was pretty cool.
And we even got sunscreen from James.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, James, for that.
And I am burned despite the sunscreen, not as bad as I would have been without the sunscreen. So I definitely appreciate the sunscreen, James. We even had a Brazilian jiu-jitsu exhibition that kicked things off. So it was very unique show for us because that was Brazilian jiu-jitsu in a boxing ring, something I'd never seen before. But yeah, I don't know where to really start here. So this, number one, it was outside. It was very sunny. Good turnout for sure. But other than that, the exhibitions that I saw, because like I said, I had to leave a little early. They were entertaining. From the Brazilian jiu-jitsu one, we saw Josh Clark, owner of Strike Fitness. We saw him step into the ring because a girl's opponent had backed out or had something come up. So he got in and did a little exhibition of kickboxing. Definitely looked like they were taking it easy, but she had a chance to beat up her boss. I think she's a coach or a trainer there at Strike Fitness. We saw a couple good scraps while I was there, that's for sure. But it's worth pointing out for anyone who saw any of the photos that I shared on Minbox, there were some questions about it because it was amateur boxing, exhibitions and bouts, but it's not like you're used to seeing, right? And this is the first show that we've seen in person from the Valhalla crew and the Strike Fitness crew. And it was no headgear, which is something different. I've had some people talking to me about that and being like, what's going on with that? What if they get hurt? And I referenced them to go back and listen to our interview that we had with James Clark of, I think it was October of 2020. So he had started his own amateur boxing company, basically as an alternative to USA Boxing. So they don't have to adhere to the same rules. I don't want to misrepresent anything that he said. So once again, just like I told the people who were asking me, I would reference you to go back and listen to that episode of the podcast because he really breaks down what's different.
Good suggestion. I just thought it was a fun atmosphere. It was very chill out there. You had people lounging on the grass under the shade of the trees. You had other people sitting in chairs sort of on the asphalt. The ring was set up in an asphalt parking lot. And so you had people out sitting on chairs. Not a bad seat in the house, obviously. And as you said, Sean, we were sitting there ringside at one of the tables. So thanks again for the hospitality. It was warm out, but not too warm, not overbearing like it was yesterday. We're recording this on, what is today, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday. Yeah. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Monday was, as everybody knows, just unbearably hot. So Sunday was kind of in between, I think, today and Monday as far as the temperature, comfort level out there, but it was a nice day and a fun event. I think this is the first time I've ever actually been to an outdoor boxing event. So I really enjoyed it. And as far as the matches themselves, I thought you really saw a nice mix of experience. You had some people who were probably just starting out in boxing. You had some exhibitions where they're sort of taking it easy on each other, which is cool. And then you had others where they were really going at it. So again, it was a fun mix of, you saw a variety of different levels of experience, and which is all good. I made the point to, and by the way, we had people come up to us and say hi, and that they listened to the podcast, which was really cool to hear.
Yeah, that was.
And they thanked us for coming out there. And like I pointed out, we've interviewed world champions on this podcast, former world champions, and people who are just starting out in their career. So that's what we like to do here. We like to cover all those bases, or I guess to use more of a boxing analogy, touch all those corners of the ring.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely know the strike. Well, maybe not so much a strike fitness crew, but we know Josh, and we know the Valhalla crew very well. I think we've had interviews with them on numerous occasions now. We've covered some of Josh's fights. We've talked to James about fights that they were holding. Like I said, even though we didn't necessarily cover those past fights, and we've also had him on to talk as a translator for Dennis Reyes, right? And
And Dennis was there.
Yeah, we saw him. We saw Marty Lindquist. Always good to see Marty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all in all, it was a good time. I'm glad I got a chance to see James on my way out and thank him for having me. I didn't want to leave, but I had a work event that was down at Topgolf, and I had to zoom down there. But thank you, Brian, for sticking around and covering the rest of the event. And it sounds like you got some sound bites that we'll be able to hear.
And James, I know I wanted to get a word with you, James, if you're listening, on the way out, but I actually had to leave early to pick up my daughter, who was out and about at Minnehaha Park, and she needed me to pick her up. And so I had to leave a little earlier than I wanted to, but I talked to Josh, I talked to Alex Satrowski, and a young man who won the main event, a young man named Zachary Gehl, I believe is how you pronounce his name, G-E-H-L. And he came all the way from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Oh, wow.
To box in this event. So that was really cool.
Right. Yeah, like I said, because I had to leave a little early, I don't have too much to say other than, if you didn't get to see the event live, I'm sorry I didn't take more video or photos. When we go to these events, I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm a fan just like anybody else. And I think it's the Canterbury card, the last Ignite card, was a perfect example of that, where I got so sucked into trying to get the interviews, you know, whether it was the post-fight interviews or just talking to people off the side, you end up missing action. Like I remember talking, you know, to a couple of the different fighters, like I missed knockdowns and all this kind of stuff. So I have to, you know, confess I'm a fan, and I was trying to just watch and enjoy the fights. So I took as many cell phone snaps as I could. And I took one brief video of a good scrap between a couple guys, and I posted that, you know, other than a couple bloody noses, I didn't see anything too dangerous, which is good. Getting back to that, the two guys who I'm referencing, they were not wearing headgear. However, there were others that did wear headgear, like we mentioned, a couple of the starting out types. So it was a good mishmash. I missed what everyone was saying was going to be the big one, which I think you were talking about with the guy from Saskatchewan. There were supposed to be a couple really good heavyweight fights. I missed that funny one between the Thing and the Hulk, Alex, and I apologize, I don't know the Thing's name, but I saw a funny picture of those guys all in their masks and those funny gloves. And I was like, they're not going to fight with that on, are they? Or is they just wore that to the ring, I'm guessing, sort of like to right. say, like, we're going to fight. And then, but yeah, that was cool.
It was a fun, it was a fun afternoon. As you said, there was a little bit of levity there, but also some pretty good boxing, pretty good amateur boxing. This young man, Zach, I think impressed the onlookers. He certainly impressed me. It was fun to talk to him. But one thing I noticed, Sean, and maybe it's just me because I unfortunately don't watch as much amateur boxing as I would like. I'm used to more of the pro boxing, but I noticed they did do a fair number of standing eight counts right, when right. a boxer got in trouble. And so I thought that was kind of a nice thing to see, rather than, I guess the alternative would be to stop the fight maybe, but it was a little bit different than what I'm used to watching
pro. Yeah. Boxing. And the pros, there's not the standing eight counts, but, right. You know, with amateur boxing, they don't want you clinching, and which makes for more exciting fights. And one in particular, I know that you and I were talking about when a standing eight was called in one of the fights. The individual in question who basically got the count against him, it wasn't that he was getting hit so much and hurt, but he wasn't throwing back, you know, yeah. And after a lot of punches were thrown his way and some were hitting the arms and stuff, you know, but they weren't landing clean. But some did, you know, and yeah. enough of those get thrown, then the ref's going to do what he has to do. So it's always good to see that the ref's protecting the fighters.
Yeah. Indeed. You talked about I talked about how I like to watch pro boxing, and of course there have been some big pro boxing matches in recent last couple weeks. The Beterbiev fight versus Joe Smith. What are your thoughts on that, man? That Beterbiev is just he's people use the term, well, he's a beast, which is true. But he's also a technician, which makes him that much more dangerous.
18-0 now with 18 KOs, 100% KO ratio. I think it was 9-1 odds against Joe Smith Jr. And in the first round, there was my dad and I were talking about this, and my dad had pointed out, we weren't watching the fights together, but we were talking about it over the weekend. And he mentioned that he knew Joe was in trouble in the first round when Beterbiev had threw a right hand and it missed. But he just saw that Joe was open for it. Mm-hmm. And I remember that also, because I remember just thinking that, wow, I'm like, he threw that punch hard, even though it missed. But I didn't think Joe was in trouble myself personally until the very end of the round when he got knocked down. Right. You know, you had the announcers had made the comment that Joe had never been down either as an amateur or as a professional. And then right at the end, he gets dropped. And I thought, I'm like, you got a guy you just said who's never been down ever. And he got dropped in the very first round. And I'm like, this is not bode well. So the 9-1 odds started to look a little legit.
And there are pretty long odds that it would go the distance too. But I think that he was saved by the bell in that first round. And I actually thought the first half of the first round, I thought Joe Smith was doing all right there with the jab. And I thought arguably he was winning that round until the second half of the round. And your dad was absolutely right to his observation, I think was spot on. I just think there was a lot of discussion on social media about, well, Joe Smith should have tried a different strategy and that. And I think he did sort of get off his game plan a little bit when he got in trouble so early. And so maybe a better strategy would have helped. But I think it would have just prolonged the inevitable because, frankly, I just think Beterbiev is too strong and too technically sound for Joe Smith, as good as Joe Smith is. And I was rooting for Joe Smith.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm a huge Joe Smith fan.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to win, which is sad because I am a fan of his, but I had to stare the reality better, you know, Beterbiev and what he is. And, you know, Joe Smith, he's no slouch. He's, beaten some good guys, and you know, he's a world champion. And I give him credit. You know, he said after the fight that, you know, he thought he had made some mistakes, and that he was gonna stay in shape, but take some time to contemplate his future. And I can tell you, there's no shame if that man retires right now. I mean, he's been a world champ. And the question is, with the guys that are in the division right now, you know, like Beeble, and Canelo lingering around, you know, it's like, do you really want to mess or tangle with any of those guys again? I don't know. That's only something that him and his team can decide, but regardless, he always puts on entertaining fights. And, so thank him for that. It was a great one. We, didn't talk about the Nonito Donaire versus the Monster fight, which was a little bit before that. It's been a while now, but that was a great fight too. The Monster taking care of Hall of Fame, you know, guarantee. You know, Donaire is definitely a future Hall of Famer, and gets stopped in the second round by the Monster. And I don't think I've ever seen anyone dominate Donaire like that. So even though I don't believe he's officially announced retirement, I would think it's time. My own opinion is it's time.
And I think the Monster is now number one on Ring Magazine's pound for pound list, if I'm not
mistaken. He is. Yep. After that performance, he shot to number one.
Good for him.
Absolutely. He's always entertaining. Yeah, that was another great fight. I guess maybe we're kind of going backwards in time here, but I don't think we've had a podcast since the Kambosos Jr. Devin Haney fight either. And man, Devin Haney taking care of Kambosos Jr. handily in his own country. Now it sounds like Kambosos has exercised the rematch clause, which you can't blame him, because it's probably the end for him, and get some, you know, I mean, they're going to still draw, even though I don't think anyone thinks something different is going to happen. Good payday for both guys, you know, and unfortunately we have to wait a little bit longer to see the likes of, you know, Garcia or Tank Davis and with Haney, but, or Lomachenko, you know, but good fight. It was entertaining. Haney's good.
Haney's awesome. And nobody's excited about that rematch. Because Haney was so dominant, I put on social media that this is probably the least necessary rematch since Liston Patterson 2. But, you know, if you look at it just strictly from a business standpoint, it made sense for Kambosos to have that rematch clause. And it makes sense for him to exercise that clause, because now he gets another payday, right? And it makes sense for Devin Haney, because frankly, for Haney, it's another easy payday. In my opinion, because I don't see him losing that rematch.
No, I don't either. I mean, it
really strange happened.
The other potentially unnecessary rematches out there that are going on right now. So that was one of them, Kambosos and Haney. But now we've got Anthony Joshua versus Usyk
in
Saudi Arabia.
In August.
Now, with heavyweights, anything can happen. So you never know. On strictly boxing ability, I'm going to always side with Usyk. I am a little bit concerned that there's been the layoff, what's going on in his country, in the Ukraine, that it might be distracting. There's also talk that he's put on more weight, you know, like size. And he's naturally, you know, I think smaller. And there's always concern with that, that it might slow him down, and speed's one of his big things. You know, does he need the extra power, you know, or should he have stuck with the speed? I don't know. But yeah, regardless, I'm a huge Usyk fan, so I'm pulling for him, regardless of what's going on with his country, but I'm pulling for them too, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think Usyk will win the rematch, but it's no slam dunk, that's for sure. And I think one person who's rooting for Anthony Joshua is Tyson Fury, because that would set up that dream match that would draw about a billion people to that fight in Britain.
Wembley would be all the way full, and you know, they'd have people in the parking lot, they'd have people everywhere. It's when they pulled 90,000 plus easily.
Yeah, it would be huge. I see that Tyson Fury has talked about he'll come back if he gets $500 million. Maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but if Joshua wins that rematch, you can park a Brinks truck in front of Tyson Fury's house and say, here, have it. It's yours. Let's do this fight. And I think Tyson Fury would, that would be tough for him to pass up.
Yeah, coming back for one fight. I mean, to know that you're not coming back for, I mean, he's already said that he doesn't need it, you know, because technically he's won those belts all before when he defeated Klitschko. But like you said, there's the money. And to know you come back for that one fight in your hometown and to make all that money, it'd be hard to say no. I don't think I'd put money on him saying no. I guess I put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. It would be a huge fight, especially in Britain. And I think it's a fight that Fury has wanted for a long time. So we'll see.
We didn't talk about the joke of a exhibition with Floyd, staying busy, making money. Good for him. The Ricky Hatton Barrera exhibition that was going on got delayed a month, it sounds like. But despite the fact that, I guess, you know, I can't slight those guys for wanting to make money, but I'm happy and inspired that Ricky Hatton has lost so much weight. I don't know if you've seen pictures of him, man. He really shed down the pounds. And I've been putting on pounds. I feel like I'm Ricky Fat Lily. He always likes his beer, you know, and I was no different, you know, I'm no different than him. So regardless, I hope they don't get hurt and we get to watch a fun one with them. Yeah. So other than the Strike Fitness show, which we covered, oh, and one more thing about that. I don't want to disparage it at all because I had a lot of fun. But I just wanted to throw out a quick disclaimer about that because I've been sharing a lot of stuff for Valhalla since I met those guys. And when I share their shows on my Minbox, I don't normally add a disclaimer or anything like that because I kind of figure that that podcast that I did with James and Brian back in October of 2020, where we had him lay out what the differences were between their amateur boxing program and between like the Golden Gloves and the USA boxing program, I thought that podcast kind of spoke for itself. But I feel like after talking to some folks that are involved on the Golden Glove side, that I should throw out a quick disclaimer. If anyone ever is looking at the Minbox page and they see the stuff that I'm sharing for the Strike Fitness or the Valhalla, and if it's the amateur boxing specifically, and you're thinking about taking part, know that you would be exempted basically or disqualified from participating in the Golden Gloves in the USA box. That's huge. And if you don't know that and you kind of blindly go into that, then all of a sudden maybe you decide, hey, I want to go try and fight the Golden Gloves, and then they find out that you were on one of those cards and then you can't. So
yeah,
I love the Valhalla guys. I love Strike Fitness. I'm looking forward to the next show. Like I said, I really thoroughly enjoyed it, but I have to put that little disclaimer out there. I probably will put something on my post in the future on Minbox just because there is that's a huge thing. You know, if someone's just getting into boxing, if that was your first fight and you're like, okay, now I want to go represent region one or region two or wherever, and now all of a sudden now you can't. So that would suck.
Great point, Sean. I think Caleb Truax faced a similar situation when he did the Tough Man contest.
So that was slightly different, but yes. So to my understanding, I can't say for sure if it's different in this sense, but I thought he got paid essentially. Because two different, or maybe not though, because I know what you're saying. He did fight in a Tough Man competition, and I know that was what exempted him. but I can't remember if he got paid for it or not. And to be fair, one of the reasons I haven't ever really thrown a disclaimer out on those shows was because that was my mindset, was that someone had to essentially get paid or something to disqualify them from participating in USA Boxing, and then in turn ever qualifying for, like, say, the Olympics or something.
Right.
So apparently not. Apparently it's if you're participating in any program, amateur, that's not theirs. I'm not the authority on it, but I've been reached out to by some folks that are on that side. So I just want to throw a disclaimer out there. I would say I'm not the authority on it. But if you're thinking about it, buyer beware, I guess, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, we will be sharing their fights, you know, and I can't wait to go to the next one because that was really, really fun. Outdoor boxing. Now, you mentioned outdoor boxing. That kind of leads us into the upcoming boxing here, because I did attend outdoor boxing once, and it was at Hinckley, which has big things coming up right this month and next month. Oh, yeah. So this week, actually, they will have briefly some boxing there. It's going to be part of the Meeting of the Clans, all indigenous national boxing tournament that's going on. Now that's going to start, I want to believe, in St. Cloud at the Meshacquod Community Center. If I'm, okay. I'm thinking that right. I can't remember if that, sorry, if I'm apologizing, if that's not in Hinckley, or it's either in Hinckley or in St. Cloud, but I believe the third day is going to be at Hinckley. So that's really cool coming up, but the Upper Midwest Golden Gloves is going to be combining four of the regionals, I think, into one kind of location this year. So rather than, I think Element Gym was going to be holding two of them. I'm not sure where the other ones were, but now it's all going to be up at Hinckley. So that's going to be, let me get the exact date so I'm saying this right. That's going to be July 15th through the 17th at Grand Casino Hinckley. Tickets are available already. So it looks like it's going to, four region tournament. Then on Friday, it's going to be the semifinals on Saturday. And then the championships are going to be at that Sunday. You can get general admission tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for children, or it says you can get a 3-day pass for $50. Nice. And then after that, I want to say the next week, we got Top Rank Boxing on ESPN. We got World Championship Boxing, right? So that's going to be
that's so cool. That'll be a great card.
Joet Gonzalez versus Isaac Dogbo is going to be at Hinckley, and there's going to be some Minnesota fighters on that undercard, and we're going to be trying to talk to some of those guys. Some of our listeners are familiar with quite a few of them. We've got Colton Warner, Tony Woods. We're going to talk to Cayman Audi, hopefully, for the first time. And who else am I forgetting?
Dennis Reyes. Be on that card?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. That's right. Shout he did sign. And I apologize if I'm forgetting everyone or anyone. Oh, our buddy Tommy Matlin is going to be fighting Cayman Audi. He was on that last. Was on that last Canterbury card. Okay. And I.
But
I'm always butchering his record. So this time I got to make sure I get Tommy's record right and what I'm talking to him.
It'll be fun.
Be
good to see both of those guys again. That should be a fun fight.
So that'll be, two weekends in a row at Hinckley. You got amateur boxing and then you got professional boxing. So that's going to be huge. Now, as far as this week's fights at the All Indigenous Meeting of the Clans, it's my plan to be there and to stream those fights on Minbox so fans can see that. I talked to Matt Robertson and it sounds like that's a go. So that'll be a long weekend for me, but 3 days of boxing and I get to stream that back on the Minbox so fans will be able to see that. Now, as far as the Upper Midwest Golden Gloves go, it sounds like they're going to try and do a paid stream. I don't think it's just 100% decided yet, but I believe that's the way they're going to go. And I don't blame them because, you know, you want fans to come out and buy tickets and to see these guys and then the money to go back to the program for the fighters. So it's, you know, if anyone's planning on going up there, don't quote me. I don't think anything's 100% decided yet, but it sounds like that's what they're going to do. So you won't be able to be streaming, you know, while you're there. They're discouraging that because they want people to buy the stream. If it does end up being that there is a paid stream, I'll share that information, you know, on Minbox, and we'll talk about it on the podcast. But Brian and I were planning on trying to be there at the fights. We're definitely going to be there for the Top Rank show. But I'm excited. The Golden Gloves, it was great when it was at the Cass Lake. And, you know, it's been in Walker before. But now Hinckley, pretty close. So it's going to hopefully draw more people from the cities here.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a good stuff coming up.
A couple little things I wanted to touch on, and then we'll go to the audio from these guys.
Yeah,
so there's a couple of big things and some sad things that have happened recently. One that's a sad one is my buddy Alex of Hidden Storage Boxing is closing the gym, and basically it's essentially closed now. So down in Red Wing, I just want to say a shout out to him. He's been a huge supporter of our podcast and Minbox and just in general Minnesota boxing. I've gotten to hang out with him at Element, you know, boxing shows. I got to hang out with him up in St. Cloud for the Christmas party last year. He's just a super cool guy. And just want to wish him success in his new venture, whatever it is. But it sounds like, yeah, Hidden Storage Boxing is essentially closed. I've been sharing his posts where he's trying to basically clean house and sell the gear and get it all out of there, because he had said June 3rd was going to be their last day, but I think it's essentially closed. They're just selling everything and getting out of there. So that's one sad thing. A positive thing is, and not just for me, is very, very close to my house is the new Likes Boxing Gym, which is in Circle Pines, officially, I wanted to say their address for anyone who wanted to look them up. You just go on their Facebook page. They've got a website and everything, but it's right over me off of Lake Drive in Circle Pines. It's 9157 Circle Pines. But yeah, so I stopped by there this past weekend to see the outside of it and see if they were open. Or I take that back. It wasn't on the weekend. It was Friday, and they weren't open yet. They were open during the week. They aren't open until 3:30. I'm scrolling down to see their hours. I want to get this correct. Yeah. So Monday through Friday, they're open 3:30 to 8:00, and Saturday they're open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday they're closed. But it looks like in addition to boxing, they're also doing wrestling, and it looks like one of their sponsors is actually Centennial Wrestling. So that's pretty cool. You know, along with USA Boxing. And I know Tony Grigelko's boys are wrestlers, and he's got a huge wrestling background in his family. So that's pretty awesome to see that they're combining those two things into one. Centennial has got a lot of kids in their programs. So hopefully we'll see some good fighters, you know, maybe wrestlers turn boxers, sort of like what we see out of Valhalla, right? A lot of those guys are either wrestling now or former wrestlers, and then they're turning boxers. That's pretty cool.
And Irish Danny Morgan, don't forget about the Morgan boys.
Oh, they yeah, for sure. Wrestlers. Huge Irish, or not Irish, well, it is Irish, but wrestling in their background. World champions, I think, or amateur champions. Anyway, it was Olympians. Yeah, that's what it was. So that was just a couple things I definitely wanted to make sure we touched on before we go to that audio. And last but not least is, I don't know what happened to it, but I was looking at Minnesota Boxing that Jesse Kelly runs, minnesotaboxing.com, and it looked like there was going to be an Ignite card at Fat Daddy's this coming weekend, but I don't see anything listed on Fat Daddy's, so it may or may not be going on. It says it's a Pro Ignite Presents Evolution at Fat Daddy's Bar and Grill, and it says it's professional boxing at Fat Daddy's in Alexandria, Minnesota. It said Saturday, June 25th. It said Corey Thompson was scheduled to be on there, but I don't know if, you know, and I haven't seen Corey. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I haven't seen him posting anything, so I'm not sure that that's accurate. And like I said, I went on to Fat Daddy's site on Facebook today just to check, and I didn't see anything. And then the the other one was Joey Abel. We had heard that he was going to be fighting Tommy Morrison's son, the late great Rocky Five, Tommy the Gun Morrison's son. He was going to be fighting Trey Morrison. And I don't know that that actually is still going on or not. Because you and I both looked that up and we didn't see it on BoxRec. So
someone asked me about that at Strike Fitness. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. Hopefully it'll happen at some point.
Yeah, I mean, Joey Abel, I don't know Joey. I haven't met him in person. I've always been, you know, a fan of his. But on the Minnesota Boxing, his quote was not flattering, I guess. He doesn't have anything positive to say about Morrison's son. He basically says, if I can't beat him, I should retire. And he said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone to put me out of my misery. And I know he couldn't possibly. And I was like, wow. He says, I feel like I could have beat him in my debut. So, wow. Strong words. It almost makes me really want to watch that fight now. So I'm kind of bummed that I don't see anything on it on BoxRec. If it happens, we'll be talking about it after we, you know, finally get to see it.
Strong words, but Joey Abel can back it up. We know he's pulled off some big upsets and had some big wins, and he hits.
Yeah, I love the fact that he's not afraid to go on the road, you know, in other countries and everything. So,
yeah.
But right on. Like, once again, I just want to say thanks to James and Josh Clark for having us at the Strike Fitness Show. Thank you. I believe it's Joe was the gentleman who went and got us our table. Thanks to Joe. And, you know, it was nice chatting with Alex and Noah and Josh and all the gang there. So thanks to everybody. All right, fans, without further ado, here's going to be the audio that Ryan recorded after the Strike Fitness Show. And hope you enjoy it. And we'll see you at the next fights.
And now we'll hear from Josh Clark, owner of Strike Fitness.
Really nice event here, Josh. Thanks for having Sean and me out here, first of all.
Yeah, for sure.
So I understand this is a fundraiser event. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't gotten too much detail on Facebook or at the event itself right now, but just the fundraiser event is kind of more for like Valhalla and Strike, kind of raising some money, some funds, so, you know, we can help pay for new gear at my gym, you know, help pay for some expenses and stuff. And then just like the main thing is just the kind of a fundraiser too. We're also doing I'm not sure like on Facebook if you guys have seen, but I'm doing the Strike Out Cancer stuff. Some of the proceeds will go to the Strike Out Cancer fundraiser kind of event. So right now we've raised $950 so far and just the Strike Out Cancer alone, but some of the proceeds from this event will go towards Strike Out Cancer, and that will help. That money, the proceeds from the Strike Out Cancer fund will go to some of our members and clients and supporters that have cancer, specifically breast cancer. So they'll help pay for some of their treatments because some of them don't have economically might not be able to afford that, you know, expensive bills and stuff. So I'm giving the money to them. So
awesome. What a great cause.
No, thank you.
And a fun night afternoon here at Boxing outdoors. A little warm, but the weather has cooperated. The rain has held off. So how did you come up with the idea of doing an outdoor event like this?
We were just thinking about something. Today, usually in Rogers, every year they do a Rockin' Rogers thing. So they have, you know, Rockin' Rogers Parade. You know, they have their events and stuff for 3 days in a row. So today is the last day for Rockin' Rogers. So I just wanted to do something like on Rockin' Rogers Day, you know, kind of tying in with the event in Rogers, kind of introduce myself into the community. I've been owning this place for the last 10 months. And then my dad owns Valhalla, I own Strike. So we're talking about, hey, you know, and then one of our coaches are Mike Colosimo, and then one of our longtime friends, Dave Christian from the community. He used to be used to box Golden Gloves back in the day. He used to spar my grandpa, actually. But we all kind of came up with the idea. They kind of said, hey, we should do something on Rockin' Rogers Day or during that, you know, that same weekend. You know, we're thinking, if we do an event, I'm like, me and my dad thought, let's do a fight show, you know, like a fundraiser. You're doing your Strike Out Cancer stuff. This will help both gyms out, kind of do some publicity. And we have a lot of like newer members in both gyms that wanted to have fights. So we were like, hey, let's set up a show of our own, get them some matches, get them opportunity to be going there, even if an exhibition fight or a fight itself, they're getting in the ring. So that's kind of how it came to. We're like, all right, we're setting up the show, and then we wanted to do it in Rogers at my gym this time. So then we set it up right outside, right by our place, and then we're using the gym as kind of like the locker room, and then having the fights outside for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, really nice deal, working out well. like you said, you've got some exhibitions here that were fun, and then some fights where they're slinging some pretty serious leather there too.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Last one. So a good show for the fans. You even got a chance to step into the ring.
I did, yeah.
In an exhibition. So, do you have anything coming up as far as real fights? Anything you want to mention?
Not currently right now. I'm still looking for a fight. I've been thinking because I've had, you know, in the last year I've had four or five pro boxing matches.
Yeah.
And then before I turned pro in boxing, I was an amateur MMA fighter, did some amateur boxing, kickboxing fights as well. I'm trying to get back in MMA. But at the same time, I'm kind of like open to anything, I guess. I'm open to go box or open to MMA. I've just been trying to, you know, staying ready, so I have to get ready type of thing, and just hopefully someone kind of opens up. We're looking at different offers, but nothing's too set yet. I just kind of did that exhibition today. One of my members, her opponent backed out, so
okay.
Then I stepped in there for her to give her some experience to hop in the ring with her. But
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, like, I'm just training, helping other people train so far, and then hopefully I have someone for July or August and get back in the ring or cage soon.
Okay, very nice. And what was the young lady's name who was in the ring with you there?
Oh, Olivia Whitaker. She's one of our longtime members, actually. She used to train at Strikefin, used to be Title Boxing Club, like back in 2018, 19.
Yeah.
And then she joined in around that time, and then she was kind of getting into boxing, was coming in here and there, but then after I owned the place, she started coming in a lot more, and it was, you know, I started offering sparring classes because Strike Fitness is not like Title. We're more of a fitness gym, but we do offer sparring, more one-on-one stuff.
Sure.
But then she was really into that, and she wanted to. She's always thought about getting in the rings at some point, you know. And then, so she's training for an actual fight. We couldn't get her on today, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but she had a lot of fun doing the exhibition, and hopefully she'll be on one of our future cards.
Yeah, that was really awesome, and the main event there was fun. You know, I think the guy's motto was take no prisoners or no judges needed or something.
Yeah, no judges needed.
Yeah,
Zachary's Gail, the Road Warrior, he's fought in a bunch of our shows.
Yeah.
But he's come down to our gym when he's been in town and cross training with us a little bit. So, and we like having our cards because, you know, we're Valhalla Strike. We kind of like that Viking motto stuff,
yeah.
And he was really into that stuff. So, I mean, kind of a good fit. But, both of them, they go out there and fight to the burger, both those guys. So it lasted like around two rounds. They went to fight right away. So
and what are their names again?
Zachary Gale's the one that won, and then Lamberto Ibarra.
Okay.
He's had a bunch of fights. Pretty seasoned amateur fighter. He's had a lot of amateur MMA fights, kickboxing, and boxing matches.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I noticed Dennis Reyes was in the corner of the Lamberto. Is that
yeah,
name?
Lamberto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Reyes hopped in there and was helping him help be in his corner for tonight or today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
And I think Dennis is on the, is he on the Hinckley card coming up?
He is, yeah. I think that's July 23rd.
Yep.
He's on the Hinckley card. He's, I think his fight might be on ESPN. It might be a future bout on the card.
Mm-hmm.
He's fighting some pretty good dude. I think he's like 6'9", pretty big heavyweight.
Okay.
So it's going to be, it'll be a good fight between those guys. But yeah, Dennis has been looking good, and then Jamie's been coming in. So, I mean, it should be, can't wait to watch this fight at Hinckley.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Are any of your other guys on that Hinckley card or anything else coming? I think Alex has a fight coming up.
He does. He fights July 16th down in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah.
That would be his third professional boxing match. He's been getting to work. He's fighting a guy named Brett Welling from Sioux City down there. So he's fighting a hometown guy going down there. But he's coming down and trying to take that win. So.
Yeah, Alex Satrosky.
Alex Satrosky, yep.
Yep. So
he's one of our coaches here, and he's been helping out with the event as well. So,
Well, good deal. Any parting thoughts, Josh? I don't want to keep you too long here, but it's always good catching up with you. But nice event.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the little interview here, and you know, you guys coming out and supporting stuff, and then spreading the word about it. But yeah, no, I just want to thank my dad James Clark, who's been in his gym Valhalla, where I train out of too. Co-promoting this event with me and getting this together, and I want to thank all my coaches at Strike Fitness, all the coaches at Valhalla, and all our teammates, members, our customer supporters for all the continued support throughout the years, and then especially during this event, you know, like for today, and then helping out, and everyone's teamwork makes the dream work, I feel like, so
yeah.
it's awesome to see.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good way to spend a Saturday afternoon. Day before Father's Day, you've got people kind of just hanging out here on the grass. Some people are seated, and others are just kind of just kind of chilling and walking around and having a nice time. So,
definitely.
Good deal. Hey, Josh, thanks for your time, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Always good to talk to you.
And now we'll hear from Alex Satrowski.
Yeah, got her. Here with Alex Satrowski at Strike Fitness in Rogers. We're at a great outdoor event here. What do you think of the event, first of all?
I think this was a very professionally put together event and done very well by the owners. And I think everything has gone well that we could have hoped for.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was a fun, you had some nice exhibition bouts and then some fights there where they swinging some pretty serious leather as well.
Yeah, they were coming out here ready to fight, and I can only love that. That's all I want out of people, is they come up and show up ready to fight.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of someone who's always ready to fight, tell us about your upcoming fight here.
All right, I'm heading down to Iowa, in Sioux City, Iowa, to put on my third professional boxing fight, and I plan to show up there ready to fight. My weight won't be an issue, and I'm only focused on my skill and how I can improve on my last one.
Yeah, you said this will be at 180?
Yep, this will be at 180, a full 20 pounds heavier. My last one, you know, that weight cut, dropping down to 160. It's not for me. I'm here to fight and help people. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping it at my weight, 180, I'm ready to come up.
And we were talking a little bit before about, sounds like you don't know much about your opponent, but I think has bitten off more than he can chew.
You know, I respect anyone that's willing to step in that ring. They're ready to fight, and anyone who's willing to take it is willing to take it seriously, just like me.
For
and
sure.
I'm going to take it like my life depends on it.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, you got to respect anyone who gets in there in the ring.
Yep.
Absolutely. Hey, Alex, good talking to you as always. Good luck in your fight,
man. Great talking to you. Nice to see you. Thanks for showing up.
You
bet. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And now we'll hear from Zachary Gale.
Really nice win there in the main event.
Thank you, sir.
I think your motto is what? No judges needed or something like that?
Yes,
you
no
lived
judges
up to
needed.
That. Second round knockout. Was
yes,
it the
sir.
Second
yeah,
round?
Yeah.
So tell me about it. You came out right from the start, slinging leather there. And is that, do you always start fast like that?
Always,
or was that,
yes. I always start fast because I feel if I'm in a fight, I'm going to fight hard. And I try to put them away as fast as I can. Yes, sir.
And it's a 3-round fight, so you don't have a lot of time to waste, right?
Yeah.
So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, just kind of where you train and how long you've been boxing and that kind of thing?
Well, this was my first boxing fight, but I've done 4 kickboxing and 1 MMA. I've been training since I was 13, started because I was being bullied, and well, now it's come into a very good passion of mine. Fighting is a huge thing. Anyone with children that are getting bullied, I'd highly recommend get them into martial arts. Mm-hmm. It increases self-confidence, and it's just a great all-around activity.
Absolutely. Are you from right here in the Rogers area? Or where?
No, I'm from Saskatchewan, Canada, small town. I train in Yorkton Martial Arts. Probably no one knows where that is, but it's a good gym, and I don't know, just I got to always come out hard, try to knock out my opponent, leave a good impression on the promoter.
Do you think you might turn pro at some point, or?
It's more of a passion of mine, just as a sport to do.
Yeah.
I never really thought about going pro, but my main goal is to get a title, an amateur title in MMA, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And your nickname's a Road Warrior.
Yes.
How did you come up with that?
It was given to me by some of the guys at Valhalla Gym there. I always travel. It was 14 hours for this fight to come here.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm always traveling for my fights because there's nothing around where I'm from. So always like the Road Warrior driving, getting the fights.
Well, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it.
Yes,
it's a pleasure to watch you in the ring, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you again sometime.
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely stay in shape and get another fight as soon as I can.
All right, Zachary. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Yeah.